This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 683, tips and tricks for your IELTS listening practice.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll answer a student question about how many times he should listen to a practice test, and you'll learn how to maximize your IELTS prep time.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on with you? What are you up to today?
What am I up to today? Well, I went for a lovely hike with Ozzy this morning.
That's good.
It was lovely. It's super sunny, and so just the bright blue sky, and it was just the perfect way to start the day. What are you up to today?
Oh, I'm working today. But I'm excited because this weekend is my niece's fifth birthday, and
going
to be super fun. And then, we're going to go to, she's doing a birthday party at like the bouncy house place. You know what I mean? Where they do
fun.
The bouncy toys. So that'll be fun. And then we're going to go skiing on the weekend. So it's going to
cool.
be a good weekend. Good weekend. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe your niece is five already.
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Jeez, that's so cool. Wow. You can have like cool conversations with her now.
Yeah, she's so funny. She's really very strong-minded, very independent and strong-minded. Yeah. And I love that about her. And she's also very polite at the same time. Like it's a really nice mix of the two, you know?
That's awesome.
It's
oh,
really
that's
cool.
fantastic. Oh, well, have fun on the bouncy house. I hope you
Thank
go
you.
In also.
I'll try not to fall. I'll probably fall over the place.
It's so fun. I love playing on those kids' toys. I'm always so excited when they let adults in.
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, we are answering some listener questions today.
Yeah, exactly. We love your questions, guys. So ideally, write your question in your review. That is the place to write it, especially this month, Jessica. Why would that be?
Because, guys, this is your last chance to enter your name for the review contest. It's your last chance to be a possible winner and get to meet with me on Skype for free for 15 minutes. And in that 15 minutes, guys, maybe it doesn't sound that long, but it's long enough for me to be able to tell you when you should take the exam and give you a really useful guide for what your study plan should look like.
Absolutely. So guys, remember, this is completely blind of your review. So obviously, put in your review. Let us know what you think of the show. You could say whatever you want. Be honest. And then we're going to randomly choose one reviewer to win this special contest. It is going to be so cool. It's going to be cool.
It's going to be awesome. I love talking to you guys. So definitely, guys, leave us an IELTS question. Tell us your favorite episode. Use a vocab word we taught you. So many ideas. And it just takes a minute to go leave a review. So yeah,
absolutely.
So go do that now, guys, because the review contest is almost over.
Almost over. All right, let's get to the question. So this is a listening question that we're going to start with today. And let's see if we can nail this. I'm going to ask the question and then we'll talk about it. What do you think?
Perfect.
Okay. This is from Kahit, and he says, I want to ask you a question about listening. Your three-key system is great. He's in the course now. After your video, I did my first quiz, and I achieved 100% success.
Wow.
But the third time when I listened to the recording, I achieved success the third time. When I listened to the recording the first time, I got two answers. Actually, I don't understand the question. To be honest, I can't understand what he's asking. I'm struggling here a little bit.
I think I get it, Kahit. So great question. So he went through the listening module, right? And he loves the system so far, just doing great, feeling great about it. And after watching the listening lectures and doing that, he did his first quiz. but he did it three times. And so the first time he did the quiz, he only got two answers correct. But the third time he did the quiz, he got 100% correct. So his question is like, is that okay? Like, is that normal?
So he's just getting better and better, right? As he's taking it. Yeah. So what do we think about this?
I think it's totally fine. I would like to know more about what kind of test he was taking. My guess, my educated guess, is that he's probably doing like a listening practice test, like a full-on IELTS listening practice quiz. And that's, you know, that's high level. So the first time you do it, you're not going to get everything correct. These strategies help you to get all the answers, yes. But it's not like you're going to get 100% right immediately. You guys still have to practice. Like, right. It's not just like, oh, I do that. Great. Everything's right. No, that's why in the study plan, in the 30-day plan and the 60-day plan, we tell you as soon as you finish a module, start doing test practice for that immediately and continue that at least once a week up until your exam. So Kahit, that is normal for sure. And you can see, I like that you went back to try again instead of just like doing it the first time and only getting two answers correct and then being like, well, I guess I'm a terrible listener. that's not the way to go, right? So definitely, especially early on when you're just starting your test practice, guys, definitely do it more than once for sure, because then you practice getting better. You hear more answers the second time, the third time. And the fact that the third time he got all of the answers, like that's great.
That means that the strategies are really working, right? Because he's actually solidifying his understanding of the strategies so that by the time you get to test day, you're just walking in there and you are owning it. I love it.
Exactly. Exactly. That reminds me of our student Roberto, who got 8.5 on listening, or 9, 8.5.
Wow.
And he, on his episode, I'll link to that in the blog post for this episode, guys. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 682, and I'll link to Roberto's interview because he talks about how like confident and in control he felt on the listening exam and how like, he was looking around and it didn't seem like anyone else had listening strategies and everyone was kind of like panicked. And he was just like, he had time to look around is one thing. And he got an 8.5 because he was like so confident and in control. So that's your goal. Like that's what we're working towards. You're not going to feel that immediately. You have to practice and then you'll get there. Hello, awesome students. To maximize your IELTS preparation time for writing, sign up and come live to our Task 2 webinar, Do's and Don'ts for Writing Task 2. Sign up now and grab your spot. Go to allearsenglish.com/advice. See you there.
Yeah, but our listeners, they know if they're in the course, if they're in Three Keys, they're on track to that. I mean, to me, that is the way to live a successful life, right? I mean, we can talk about life, being prepared for life. We know what we want to do. In the end, we want to immigrate. We want to go to another country. To do that, we need a score. And to do that, we need to prepare in a smart way. And Roberto did that. And so is Kahit. He's doing that right now. It's so good.
Exactly. It's such a good question. And, you know, like imagine if he were on his own without the support of the Three Keys community, what would he do? Like, so two options, two things that would happen, I can imagine. And guys, like, I wonder if this resonates with you and where you are in your IELTS preparation. So the first option would be to do the listening test and not get all the answers correct and then just stop there and be like, all right, back to the drawing board. I guess I'll do more tests next week or whatever, which is not good. And then the second option would be to keep going, keep improving, right, with that same listening test. But then you stop and think like, well, is that even helping me? Should I have done that this many times? Shouldn't I get all the answers right immediately? And then you're still like lost.
Yes.
And you're not sure if you're doing things right. So Kahit definitely made the right choice. He's going through the system. And then he could come to our team with the question and we could say, you're good. You're on track. Keep going.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, the missing piece there is the strategies. It's stopping and being smart about how you're preparing. I know a lot of students, if they're not involved in a community or a course, they do that. They just take practice. They take 27 practice tests in 1 week. And that is preparation, quote unquote. That's not preparation, guys.
No.
That's insanity.
That's like, that's like soul sucking. That's just a killer. Like, that just, that's not going to work. God, it sounds so tedious. And I mean, besides not helping your score, doing tons of practice tests just sounds boring. Doesn't it? Like that.
By yourself. Just, awful.
So Kahit had one more question here, and he said, in the real exam, how many times do we listen to the recording? So that's just once, right? You only get one chance on test day. But again, it depends on where you are in your study plan. So I'm guessing he's about 3 weeks out, right? Say he's doing the 30-day plan. Let's say he's 3 weeks out. So it's fine to listen more than once at this point. Guys, it's really 2 weeks before your exam, that's when you start wanting to make everything IELTS valid. So 2 weeks before your exam, that's when you, you know, only do things the way you'll do it on test day. So at this point, he's still fine. He could listen as many times as he wants.
Exactly. And because he's going through the course, he's going to know exactly what to expect, not just on the listening test, but how the whole day is gonna happen, right? The listening, the reading, right, the writing, what is going to happen so that he is mentally prepared for each step. It's so good.
Exactly.
It's so good.
It's awesome.
I love it when our students. Yes.
How? How do people become a Three Keys student?
That is a good question, because if you guys want to get in and be part of this community right here, well, guys, we have a special offer if you're a podcast listener. So go to get into the basic course, go to allearsenglish.com/basic. And if you want to be in the personal coach plan, which includes time on Skype with Jessica, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. And I love the bonus that you guys get if you do sign up there. You're going to find out how to wake up the examiner.
Yes. So guys, cool. That bonus is so great. It's a whole video lesson and guide that I made just for podcast listeners. Just really great tips for what you can do on test day and what to practice before test day. So you rock up and you knock the examiner's socks off, and you're both laughing. Yeah. You're both having a great time, you know, and that's so what good. We want to happen.
We'll show you guys how to do that. I love it. So, I mean, the two different ways to do the day, right? To do it sweating and stressing and being nervous and with a knot in your stomach, or to do it calm, in a calm manner, making friends with the examiner or just building a rapport and walking out there like, oh, that was no sweat. You have a choice, right? You do a option one or option two. That's how it is. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, but I'm going to add option 2A, which is coming to our web class.
Yeah.
Guys, we're having... I know we're talking about listening today, but I'm going to switch over to writing real fast. Remember, guys, sign up for our web class. It's about all of the most important do's and don'ts for writing task 2, about how students go wrong every Saturday and how you could be the student doing it right. So sign up now, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/advice and get more details about March web classes.
All right. Awesome. Looking forward to that web class. The live web classes are super fun. I love them. We're laughing. You know, we're taking your questions, guys. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Great. It's awesome. That, I mean, podcast is awesome. Yeah, yes. This is great. But guys, like, this is your chance to actually interact with us and ask us questions. And it's a whole different vibe. It's not recorded. It's live. Whole different thing.
Love it. All right. I'll see you at the web class then, Jessica. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.